And welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio. I'm your host, Eve Kerr. And please welcome my co-host, Anthony Coco. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Eve. Good afternoon.
And good morning and good evening, wherever you are. And this Freedom's Flame Radio, I just want to mention, is sponsored by our beloved Ascended Master, Saint Germain. And we have a wonderful lineup today. We're kind of going to get right into it because we have an hour and we've got a lot to share. We're going to start with a great invocation, and then we're going to kind of go right into my showcase, which is on the Great White Brotherhood today. And if Anthony is so inspired and we have time to do this wonderful meditation that he has created, then we'll do that on the second half. Does that feel right? Does that feel good?
It feels great.
Okay, great. And we also have a couple questions that came in, so we'll do our best to get everything in to you today, and we're just going to plug it in and go right with it. So without further ado, would you lead us into the great invocation? And some of you have received my email flyer. The words to the great invocation are on that email flyer if you'd like to sing along with it. If you know the words, just go ahead and feel free to sing right along with it. So, Anthony, if you'd like to lead us into that, I'd be very grateful.
Okay, thank you, Eve. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. The center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where we build wells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
That was beautiful, Anthony. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
Speaking is so important to maintain harmony and joy.
Aha. Is, yes.
We were just talking about that recently on how important it is to really find things to integrate to your into your being and world and into your practice that really help you to anchor joy in your life. No matter what it is that you're doing, you can find joy anywhere if you really be still and tune into your heart. Your heart has, you know, the natural flow of joy if you just tune into it and allow that energy to come forth through you. And it does take a hold. The more you give attention to that natural joy that's coming from the light of your presence, the light of God, the more you're going to find that the longer you'll find it sustained in your being too. Our attention is really important. And you know, I have found that that's one of the main things, it's one of the main tools that we work with in this process called ascension, is that we have to maintain our conscious awareness on a level of where we're just focusing on our presence and who we really are, you know, the truth. And like you said in, I think it was last week's show, and I think we've touched on it a few times, Anthony, is really reminding oneself of what's real and what isn't real. And the more you have that in front of your consciousness every day, the more you have that reminder right there, oh yeah, that's right, that's what I'm paying attention to, what am I paying attention to, you know? And if you can stop yourself and say, what am I paying attention to, is this real, does this really, does it feel good to me? And if it doesn't, then it's, you know, time to pay attention to that and make a shift to, okay, well, what can I pay attention to that will be more joyful, more inspiring, that I can use to work with to bring more of my light forward? So some of those, and we have some really other wonderful questions that some of you have written to us about, and we're going to do our best to answer them. Unless you have a response, Anthony, I'm gonna go into my showcase here.
Yep. No, you go into your showcase. I think the questions will come up later.
Okay. Well, hopefully this showcase on what it means to work with the Great White Brotherhood, and this is my experience by Eve Kerr. And I started doing a little research on it because I do have my own understanding on what the Great White Brotherhood is and their mission, intention, or purpose, and the meaning. But I was really looking for a reference to kind of guide my experience and my writing on this. And I stumbled upon a really wonderful website, and I want to give him some kudos right now, because this website helped me 3 years ago when I was first reconnecting with Saint Germain, and he was guiding me to connect with the three-step meditation. And at the time where I was living, the bookstore did not have, they were sold out of Unveiled Mysteries, which is where the meditation can be found. I think it's on page 10 to 11 in the Unveiled Mysteries of, it's volume one of the I Am Discourses. And you can find that meditation in there. It's a wonderful meditation. And he told me, G, that is Saint Germain G, he told me not to wait. And so I did a search online and for the three-step meditation. And this website came up that I went to. It's called ascensionresearch.org. And it's www.ascension with a hyphen in the middle. Okay, so it's ascension-research.org. And they were the ones who had the three-step meditation available online. I printed it out without delay, and I started it the following morning. And after 2 weeks, I think, of doing this meditation, I found myself to be a completely different person. And I wrote to them, and I told them how I was so ecstatic and so grateful that they had provided this. My heart was just spilling over and spilling over all of this really loving gratitude to this wonderful gentleman. His name I believe is Alan, and he has a wonderful, wonderful website. It's again, it's www.ascension-research.org, and you can find the three-step meditation on there too, if you're interested. And so, again, though, I was doing a little research on the Great White Brotherhood, and I found his site to have excellent references. He gives credit for all of the teachings, and he lists all the resources where he gathers the information. And it's a very extensive site. It has excellent knowledge teaching. So I'd recommend if anyone is starting out or wants to get to know the masters a little better, or maybe hasn't looked at this website yet for any of the information, it's a really invaluable resource. So I would highly recommend that you check that out. It's helped me a great deal, obviously. And I'm very grateful for them. So thank you very much, Alan, and for your beautiful, amazing website. And with that, I'm going to go into my showcase. So this is what it means to me to work with the Great White Brotherhood. And some of this is my own experience. And some of this, I listed a little bit of resource from another site, which was very helpful for me. And also, Saint Germain, you know, personally gave me a message to share on the Great White Brotherhood as I was doing this article. And also the Great White Brotherhood spoke, which I received a message for on this as well. So I hope that you find this helpful and beneficial. I certainly gained a lot of revelation from the information that came through and the things that I felt were meaningful to me to put down to share with you all. So without further ado, here is my showcase on the Great White Brotherhood. So recently, I became more aware of the meaning or the intention or purpose of the Great White Brotherhood. It's about voting or the voting of one's victory. And we do that by serving that victory in one another. To do this, we must first be willing to be victorious ourselves. In a similar way, we can only accept another's mighty I Am presence within them when we first learn to accept our own mighty I Am presence within ourselves. In this way, we can accept the reality of our victory in the light that is eternal from a standpoint of knowing it is truth. For one day, the light will take on its own, and each of us will be free in that light. And that is the victory that is possible for each of us. When one of us recognizes this ascension as our first cause to the light, we can become a being of cause to all life around us by living the quality of light we naturally are. We can look at beloved Ascended Master David Lloyd's example of what he did to fulfill his divine plan in his service to the light and as one of the Great White Brotherhood. After 50 years of continuous searching throughout the mountains of North America, he finally met Godfrey Ray King on Mount Shasta back in late August of 1930. He didn't just do this for himself, as I had learned later, in understanding that I received directly from him, as I had not read it from a book anywhere, that his service to the light was to dedicate his life to God in such a way that it would make an eternal, etheric record on the physical octave of Mount Shasta, California, and would allow the radiation of his physical ascension to penetrate as far and as wide as it could for others to feel his light ray, which holds a quality of victory and freedom within it, and compels that feeling to come forth within others and inspire them to look more deeply for the truth. As well, by directly facilitating David Lloyd's physical ascension, Godfrey passed his initiation and attained a level of service as messenger. This event teaches us that we are all keys to one another's victory. We must all be alert to affirm, uphold, and serve that victory in one another. In so doing, we will all rise up the ladder of initiation together, and with each other's help, this is the true meaning of the Great White Brotherhood. A beautiful reference that I used on some of this understanding came from www.greatwhitebrotherhood.com. And I thank you so much for that information. A while ago, Saint Germain directed me to an understanding about energy and the struggle I was experiencing between what is real and what is not, or rather a projection of story, in order to help me to distinguish between the two so that I could be more effective in what I do and not be pulled out of my application, my work, or my divine plan activities any longer. I was pretty fed up at the time. So this is a tried and true tool from beloved Saint Germain on this, and this is my experience that I'm sharing. So as such, the technique he directed me to is simply reminding oneself not to personalize energy, to use the law of forgiveness for the energy that isn't personal, yet feels personal at the time, and then to shift the perspective to where one can view it as an opportunity to master energy and set life free. And this setting life free is from, it's setting life free from the discord that currently imprisons the God life energy. And that was quite a revelation for me to understand that all energy is some part of God's life that needs to be lifted out of the mire that has been imposed upon it by qualities that are contrary to divine love. I wanted to know more about this and how to love life free. And that's when he gave me the advanced teachings of Ho'oponopono in oneness. To become more of God, you must first acknowledge that you are all of God, the I am that I am. And that I am is all there is, everywhere, forever. Now, that's a pretty large concept of self-realization to absorb in one sitting. Yet, I was ready for that level, and G was prepared to instruct me on these larger concepts in the way that he does, working with my capacity to accelerate quickly. We really do make a great team when we work together, and in my work, he is always one with me. So in a sense, we are always working together, and that's actually truth. Not just a sense of it, but for me, sometimes it's a sense that I know he's with me. I feel him very tangibly when I'm working. I feel him right there, and I know that we're working together, and it's always such a pleasure when I become aware of that. A more recent understanding of my experience with this is as follows. I had asked G why story can feel real and seem personal when it is directly experienced by you. However, it can feel real yet seem impersonal because you know you have done the work to clear it with your direct experience of it. As such, it demonstrates something still in the field that has yet to be cleared. Why does this happen? And his response, because many times, unknowingly, we engage outer circumstances to do the work on behalf of the Great White Brotherhood, especially if one is asking to be of greater service to the world and to life. And as such, these opportunities for transmuting greater amounts of energy are offered by the Great White Brotherhood because they have seen what one is capable of handling. And as such, these opportunities are also initiations to attain higher levels of mastery by mastering the energies themselves. In other words, when we make an application to the light, we are telling the light what we wish for, to be more light, to have more light, and to do that which will bring us more light. Thus, we offer our services on behalf of the light to do whatever is necessary to integrate more light within us, so that we can radiate a greater amount of light through us as we become the light itself. And within the offering of ourselves to do what is necessary to attain those higher levels of mastery, opportunities to work with energies and master them with the techniques and tools the Ascended Masters and the realms of light continually give to us without limit, there is no shortage of opportunity to master energy for anyone. And energies are already in place to be cleared if one is willing to take on the responsibility and share in the task of what the Great White Brotherhood stands for, and that is everyone's victory. This doesn't mean that one gets overloaded with something that one is not yet ready to handle, yet they can see what each one's potential is. Thus, you might say, everything is an opportunity to master something in the world, whether it is finally having a peaceful conversation with someone who has not always demonstrated peacefulness toward you, or whom you have found you've had trouble maintaining a level of patience with. All of a sudden, there you are, having that conversation peacefully, because you have learned how to integrate true patience within yourself, which afforded you the capacity to listen actively and respond kindly. Sometimes we are learning to master something simple, yet it may take several repetitive experiences to finally learn the lesson, and then we can master some type of situation as a result. They always work with us at our own pace, never forcing anyone along or pushing anyone to a point where they cannot handle the activities and opportunities. They only work with us as we work with them. It is at our level that they work with us, not their level. So they are always happy to be afforded the opportunity to work with anyone of us from wherever we are on the path to help some part of life in some way. It is true that that which you ask for, you will receive. So be clear in what you ask of them. The following also is my understanding of the Great White Brotherhood based on what I have learned by my own personal experience with them. The Great White Brotherhood is a cosmic consciousness or a spiritual hierarchy of light comprised of many God-life beings such as ascended masters, cosmic beings, angels and archangels, cosmic intelligences, unascended beings, chelas, and disciples of the masters, all true messengers of God, all true students of the light, and all those with a true desire within their heart to serve the light. These beings are what is known at this time comprising the Great White Brotherhood, but in no way limited to just these beings. It is just what is known at present, to my understanding. And there are always higher understandings of God life being introduced to us as it reveals itself to us more and more. And as we become more open and sensitive to this, we can see more as it is revealed. As such, if anyone works with any one of these beings on the higher frequencies, those who have ascended and are beyond the earthly plane, then you have an idea of how they work. Yet each of them, like us, are individualized. Therefore, each one will have a slightly varied way of communing with each of us, according to each one's level on the path and to the extent which our spiritual faculties are developed. All may work with the Great White Brotherhood. Yet to become an authentic member of the Great White Brotherhood, the membership depends entirely on your heart's service to the light. There are those few and rare souls who have volunteered their causal bodies to be placed on the great altar in the throne room of creation, where the very heart flame of God pulsates the vibration to all life. Of all life, to all life. And there these energies are stored like a cosmic bank of energies, our own life energies, that we have offered to the Brotherhood, which demonstrates our great desire to serve all God life and is an extension of our willingness to go above and beyond, honoring the true value of God life, which we cannot even fathom the true value of. We can only get a sense of this through the glimpse within the feeling, deeply within the heart of deepest love and gratitude for God, to God, for the life God has given us, which is God's life, expanded, and also for our knowing, we are all that one God life being in many forms, helping each other to each one's own victory, which is that freedom in the light. And while others are yet unprepared for the trials and tribulations of great world service and beyond that, cosmic service, they start wherever they are and do their very best until one day they have found they have merited membership. For you may only apply for this service by giving of yourself unselfishly to all life. This is how the Great White Brotherhood serves. Every member has first acknowledged themselves one with all life, and thus serving all life becomes inherently service to the Great One Self, which is not selfish, yet it is rendering a service to all life with the individual self included. In this way, all benefit and all can be and live freely and forever, for life is eternal, and when you embrace the light, truly you are taking the first steps toward your ascension. In fact, the moment you become aware of your I Am presence, your ascension process begins. So from there, you can take it as far as you are willing to go. And the willingness to go is what really compels the blessing for grace to guide you there every step of the way. We may walk and talk with the Great White Brotherhood when we achieve a level of service in our serving that constitutes an even higher level of service, for we have awakened to a great extent and we have merited the understanding of what we have been doing. Being steadfast on our path is the best way to serve, because from there you serve from where you are without concern that you are on track or doing it right or whether you will ever get there, for one recognizes the great opportunity offered to one in service to light and working with these great masters. You already know these truths. I am here mainly to remind you of what is real. The gratitude, then, for God and all life becomes so deep and eternally so that you become the walking blessings of God's love and gratitude everywhere you go and to everyone with whom you contact. The masters say, ask any of us any time for assistance, and we are right here for you. All those self-realized God beings serving the eternal life of God, the I Am that I Am, is what comprises the Great White Brotherhood. And anyone on earth can be a member. All it takes is a sincere desire to serve the light and work with the masters, not for the glamour of seeing if they are in fact real or if they will appear in a tangible body, but to work with you on fulfilling the mission of the great divine plan and help all life expand more of the beauty and goodness it naturally is with love. When you become a member of this brotherhood, the masters become as equal with you, even though you may be unascended. You have ascended to some degree in consciousness if you feel that you are indeed serving in this way and feel this kind of relationship to the masters. I received this little tidbit from El Moria on this, and I found that it fits in very well right here. So I'm going to share what he had to say on this. So from El Moria, there is another aspect to this. They listen to us when we listen to them, and real teamwork is accomplished. When we work with a sponsoring master, for example, Saint Germain is my sponsoring master. So when we work with a sponsoring master, they take on a part of our personal karma so that we can transmute the worldly karma, or a planetary story, as it is referred to from a oneness aspect, and fulfill our divine plan by also working with the master plan of the divine will, and that master's divine plan, which we fulfill certain aspects thereof. They are as personal as our very own loved ones, and we all serve in God's family together. I'd like to take just about maybe a 1 minute pause here before I go into beloved Saint Germain's message on the Great White Brotherhood and what the Great White Brotherhood had to share as well. So if we could just take a minute and let some of that absorb.
Wow, yeah.
So we have just a nice little sweet little sound, a little piece of music that I'd really like to be played right now. It's a glittery feeling.
That was very inspiring.
I'm glad you found it to be so. And thank you. We're going to continue with beloved Saint Germain's message. So this is the message from Saint Germain on the Great White Brotherhood, which I received yesterday. And I hope you find it as interesting as I did. The Great White Brotherhood is an extensive topic. They are the masters, angels, Elohim, cosmic beings, all ascended and great masters on high. And lo, they are with you now as I speak this to you. They cannot be found on high mountaintops, nor can they be found walking down the street, for they are not identifiable by appearance. However, they are very real, and their presence can be felt if one is sensitive enough to their vibration, which is pure love. One with an open, loving heart can sense these great beings about them in daily life. One need not a prerequisite to contact them, speak with them, or even see them. One needs but one thing, a desirous heart to serve the light, and this light is the God flame within the hearts of men. This is the God flame, the threefold flame, which is the individualized presence of God within every man, woman, and child on earth. As such, the many forms are hosting the one God flame, individualized, so that each life stream can have the opportunity to create as one with God and as the one within the many forms, yet each having a portion of that divine plan to be fulfilled. When one is ready, then one of the many appear. Private instruction is always best, for it is always wise to attune one's self to their own God flame before listening to anything the outer world might have to say. For as such, the outer world will always try to convince you away from who you are into continuing to play the role of who you think you are or ought to be. We would say to you, listen not to what your outer ears hear. Learn to listen with the ears of your heart, for soon then you are seeing with the eyes of your heart. And all appearances of what you thought were real will fall away like an old drapery that has seen its last day hanging in the window, blocking the light. Consider the world is inside out for a moment, and consider that you are out of your real light, and that by sitting in a dark room is the world. When you move the curtain over in your heart, the real light streams forth, and the sun never sets. It is the eternal sunrise of your mighty I Am presence, and if you give it full attention all the time, you will turn yourself back outside in and be free. Let all appearances be dissolved and the truth come forward. Let the light shine from every God heart and God mind to illuminate the path which each one seeks. That path being the one to true freedom. Freedom and the Great White Brotherhood go hand in hand because enlightenment means freedom, and freedom means enlightenment. When one becomes full of light, fully lit, or illuminated, then one has passed that level of forthright integrity to the light and has remained steadfast to the light in order to merit the raising of their being to more light. None come this far on good intentions alone, for one must truly merit the rewards of freedom to be free. And this begins with the desire to see all men free, for this is what man wishes for himself. You can't have what you want for yourself if you don't wish it for everyone else too. G has also instructed me to share an understanding of an aspect of liberation and oneness by quoting a simplified translation of the Diamond Sutra here. And it states, on number 2, Subhuti makes a request. The disciple Subhuti arose and, raising his hands with palms joined in respect, said, "World-honored one, if good men and women seek enlightenment, how should they then conduct themselves?" And number 3, the real teaching of the Great Way. They should discipline their thoughts as follows, Buddha replied. All living creatures are caused by me to attain unbounded liberation. Yet when vast numbers of beings have thus been liberated, in truth, no being has been liberated. And why is this? Because no enlightened being cherishes the idea of a separate individuality. And G continues, all beings wish to be happy, and since you wish to be happy, wish for your brethren to be happy too, that you may find a way to bring that happiness forth through you to give to mankind around you. When you let that happiness penetrate your being and world, in so doing you become happy, because you cannot give to others what you do not first give to yourself. In order for them to be uplifted around you, you must be uplifted first, and this is how it works. It comes through you. It does not come from somewhere outside of you. Because when you are a being at cause for all life, you wish for others to be happy. It then comes through you as the fulfillment of your wish and radiates this light to others. He then gave me a thought form of one person with their presence, having a conversation with another person in their presence. If you have an understanding of what the chart of the mighty I Am presence looks like, you can picture that, and that one person is sitting there and holding that visual consciously and holding that, you know, that awareness, that understanding within their mind's eye. Of their presence. They're sitting in their own presence, and the one whom they're speaking with is in their own presence. So it's really just God speaking to God. And this is the visualization that he gave me. And one is asking for the other to be uplifted. And what is happening is the presence of the one doing the asking is calling to the presence of the other being and asking for them to be uplifted. The presence always answers the call and knows what the other being needs and will thus fulfill the call. The only thing that stands in the way of this call being fulfilled is the level of acceptance from the other being to receive the blessing. This is just one example of how calls work. Thus, when you accomplish this, the level of mastery you will have attained is a frequency of love for your brother. And the radiation of this feeling can be felt in your energy field when others are around you. This emanation of love is real and profound, and people will want to know how you became such a being. And then it starts. When people take notice of who you are by your natural quality of light, then you will have much to share with others and much to teach others and much to give to others. This is a continual, ongoing service that once you render it, you become an official member of the Great White Brotherhood. For you know there is no going back to sleep for you, and there is only the going forward to greater and greater expansion of light. In this way, if you stand for your fellow man, then there is always need for your service in the Great White Brotherhood's mission. The greater your expansion of light, the more liberated from what you thought was real occurs. And thus you feel this quite tangibly. where it is no longer a question on your mind if you are on track, doing the right thing, or have done enough or not enough to merit becoming part of a spiritual hierarchy who recognizes all of its members, whether they are ascended, cosmic, angelic, and elemental, unascended, students, chelas, and any other potential life stream who is living and serving from their true heart space of pure love. Freedom's flame is about fanning the flame of truth within each and every heart, that they may know the God being they truly are. Until all are wholly ascended in the light and free, none of us are truly free. Your beloved G. I have one more segment from the Great White Brotherhood that had this to share with me, and this will complete my showcase. Working with the Great White Brotherhood beckons the question, how can I best serve from where I am? How can I help to free my fellow man in the quickest way possible? And this is what the Great White Brotherhood has to say on the subject. In your most noble desire to attain such a goal, you simply have but to acknowledge the one true source of all life and everything, in everyone, everywhere, and every when, every moment of your life, and practice it. For in this practice, you become free yourself first, and then you can assist your fellow man to free himself, once he sees you are free. If a truth seeker is seeking the truth to be free, then he shall find that truth that sets him free. However, if one seeketh the truth to know only truth, this will not set him free, for you cannot be free by merely knowing alone. The knowing is the action of the doing. The seed is planted that contains all the information on how to free oneself. But one must take that seed and water it and nurture it. Develop a practice of gardening your being and nourishing your spirit with what helps you to become who you are, not with what your ideals are that you'd like to be. For naturally, you are who you are, and all that is must come through you. You don't take it on and then repeat it. That is a story. You are not the story, and you are not an actor in the story, which is not truth. The truth is what sets you free from the entanglements of the story. It liberates you out of the maze of the mind and leads you into the unconditional loving freedom in the heart. When you find your love is present, you will be present. I'm going to read that again. When you find that your love is present, you will be present. If you fancy the story, that's where you'll stay. Unless one truly desires to be free, one cannot know the truth. Seek us, however, and if you listen, we will tell you the truth. We are always here for you, the I am that I am. And this will conclude my showcase on the Great White Brotherhood.
Well, all I can say is, wow. There's so much there. I'm still just kind of pondering and thinking, wow, that's just amazing. There's so much information. And it's so inspiring and uplifting as well. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to look forward to listening to that again on the replay.
You are so quite welcome, and I thank everyone for tuning in today and listening to this. We have about 10 minutes left. Was there any questions that came up that it brought up for you, Anthony, is there a highlight or something that you really grasped onto or that had made a real impression upon your consciousness? Yes.
Well, it did already answer a lot of questions. I was aware of that. I mean, we could spend a long time just covering what you've already said. But some of the things that did came up, which I just took a few notes, was about not personalizing energy, even though it feels like it at the time. I thought, you know, that's always the sticky point.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And that's because the only reason it really feels personal, and this is what I'm receiving another revelation about it now, is that it's because there has been such a strong momentum of the energy that is contrary to God's love that's out there. So because it's in the atmosphere, if we pay attention to it, it's kind of like we open a door to it. It's kind of like we're in a house and our house, you know, has doors and windows, and we need to go around and make sure that everything is contained so that the love's coming out. And when we are filled with light and there's nothing else there but light, then we can open those doors and let the light out and radiate it out. But if we're, you know, kind of still working on getting clear and our door is open without us being completely filled with light yet, if there's any discordant feeling in our being, then that is kind of like a magnet. It attracts whatever's out in the atmosphere to come through our door to get into our container. And that it can tend to feed on itself if we pay attention to it. But if we can stop it there, if we can get to that point where we could recognize that sticky personal feeling where this is going on. This is a momentum of energy that's really has no truth in my being. It's not who I really am, but what can I do about it? So it's the first step is knowing the truth. Obviously, okay, it's not personal. Okay, relax. Okay, it's not personal. Nothing's trying to get me. You know, nobody's trying to project anything at me. But there's energy in the atmosphere that is looking for... There's two things going on. It's like a twofold activity. On one hand, you have the one point where it's God life. It's been acted upon, but it's been kind of misacted upon, you know, in ignorance. So because it's God life, you know, the first cause of life is to live. It wants to live. So naturally, it's going to look for like quality to, you know, so that it can stay alive, so that it can keep going, so that it can have, you know, more life. And what we want to do with that energy, if we see it from the point of view that, okay, it's the energy that it's part of God, but it's been misused, how do we transform that? How do we work with that energy to get it to recognize that it really actually is part of God? And if we take it, you know, to that level to work with it, then we have, you know, the ascended host on our side, we have the ascended masters, we have the cosmic beings, all the angels. We're not in this alone, so to speak. You know, this great white brotherhood, it's kind of like an invisible brotherhood, but it's really not. It's really just, it's something that must be in your consciousness. You know, have an awareness that there is this great universal brotherhood who works with us to help us through these trials and tribulations of mastering energy. Because when you get to a level where you're not personalizing it anymore and you're recognizing it for what it is, then they see an opportunity for you to expand your mastery. And they help you to serve the light in a greater way by transmuting that energy with the violet flame. That's one of the ways. Ho'oponopono is another. And in my experience, I think it's most helpful probably to share from my experience on this is that I just speak directly to that energy and I say, okay, I don't know what you are, where you came from, but I know what you really are. I know what the truth is and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me on behalf of whatever life, whatever individual created this or, you know, misused this energy. I'm sorry on behalf of that being because that being doesn't have the awareness to take the responsibility for this energy yet because they're still in ignorance. So if I can come from that place in my heart and just open it as wide as I can and let my presence just encompass it and just love it, it comes right in and it starts to dissolve. And then what happens is that light expands out further in the atmosphere as just more light, as love.
So it's transmuted then?
Yes.
Ah, right. Okay, great. Great response. Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
What came to my mind is when you were talking about that, I mean, you're talking to people who are already consciously on the spiritual path. Would you say that actually, in reality, everyone is on the spiritual path, whether they realize it or not?
Yes.
Because, that's a yes.
Yeah, because we all come from God. So whether we're cognizant of that or not, we're all, it's our first cause as spiritual beings. So whether we're consciously on a spiritual path, whether we're conscious of whether or not we're on a spiritual path or not, I would say that we're on a path, and that path is definitely, the intention is to know self, to become self-realized. Everyone's looking to know. That one of the biggest questions out, you know, in the outer world is, who am I and why am I here?
Yeah. And
if you go to God with that, you'll get the answer, because man cannot teach man about God. Only God can teach man about God.
Uh-huh. So would you say then that at some point everybody's going to come to this realization?
I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All I can say is that I see it. The masters can see the end from the beginning, based upon the potential that's already there. And I see the potential. I see great victory. I see great, great, amazing ascension for everyone. I do. I see the possibility and the potential for it. And, you know, when, you know, people like you and me and the people at BBS who are doing these, you know, having these wonderful broadcasts on what's real and doing, you know, putting a great service out there to help awaken others. You know, when we all join forces, this kind of thing that happens, we expand that light and we just illuminate it for everyone. You know, we don't try to force it on anyone. We just, we let it shine. And, you know, eventually someone's going to look up, or, you know, look out the window and say, wow, what's that? And they're going to go to it and say, I like that. I'm attracted to that. What is that? It's because that's who we are. We're attracted to who we really are. We don't want anything that's uncomfortable. If we really wanted things that were uncomfortable, then we wouldn't, you know, be trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
We'd still be swimming around in the mud. But, you know, we want to get out of the mud. We want to be clear. We want to be free. And, you know, this is one way to be free, is working on these levels with the Great White Brotherhood and doing things like with what you work with A Course in Miracles and these other wonderful tools that we have. So I hope that helps answer your question. I don't know if I totally did.
It certainly does. I have one more question, because I know we're running out of time. And could you explain the requirements for ascension as far as you understand them?
As far as
you did touch on it, I know.
To my understanding, to qualify for your ascension, you need to balance at least 51% of your karma.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, we have about 1 minute left, so maybe I'm not going to be able to condense that into 60 seconds. So why don't we write that down as a good question, and maybe I'll take that on our next show.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I enjoyed that very much. I'm looking forward to carrying this conversation on next time.
Me too. Me too. And I want to thank everyone for joining in today. And I would like to just, I'd like to share the reference on the Diamond Sutra. If anyone is really interested in that, I have the website here. It's www.selfdiscoveryportal.com. And then it's /CM Diamond Sutra HTM. You'll be able to find it, though. It's very simple. This beautiful individual has really done an amazing job doing a simple translation of the Diamond Sutra, which Saint Germain guided me to a while ago when I had questions about liberation, and they directed me there, and El Morya also directed me there. So it's a wonderful website. Again, it's selfdiscoveryportal.com, all one word. And I thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Anthony, for joining me again. And thank you to BBS and everyone out there. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. We love you. And in loving oneness, we're going to sign off.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Have a beautiful, blessed week in oneness.